Hello.
Hello, my name is Kriyomi and I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a callback from this number. May I speak with the person who requests the callback?
Oh, that's me. My name is Brittany Giannis.
And how can I help you?
I need to put in another claim because the one I put in previously apparently didn't match up because I thought it was Everise, but really the name was C3 Contact Channel, so it didn't go through because it was an invalid separate employer name.
Okay, and I'll be more than happy to help you reopen that claim. Can you provide me with your social?
It is 422-376031.
And your date of birth, Miss Brittany?
It is September 9th, 1990.
And your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm not disabled.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
In school I went to 10th grade, but I got my GED.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
And what state was that issued in?
Alabama, where I was born and raised.
Right. And can you provide me with your license number?
I can do it. Hold on, let me grab that. Hold on a second. Okay, the ID number is 869-2008.
Okay. And did you have direct deposit or the benefits card set up?
I don't know if I ever got that far. I would like direct deposit, obviously. That was the best route to go, but.
Okay.
I was trying to see about this claim for a while now and just figure out the issue.
Okay. And is it a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and can you provide me with that routing number and your account number?
I'll get my check. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, the routing number is 062-00-0019.
Okay. And the account number?
It is 021-805-0700.
Okay. And just to recall these numbers to you, that routing number is 062-00-0019. And the account number is 021-805-0700.
That is perfect. Thank you.
All right. And Ms. Brittany, can you verify your mailing address for me?
It is 111 Golf Terrace in Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Okay, and is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, it has not.
Okay. And can you provide me with your telephone number?
It is 954-329-4758.
Okay. And just to verify that mailing address, that's 111 Golfy Terrace, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Yeah, Golf Terrace, like G-O-L-F.
Okay.
Like the sport, yeah.
Okay, I got it. And I have some security questions to ask you. According to your driver's license, how tall are you?
5'8".
5'8". And which of the following?
5'7". One of the things. Let me see if it's on there. Oh, yeah, 5'8". Okay. Yeah, I just want to double check my license.
Okay. And which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Pediatric, social worker, geriatrics, genetics, or none of the above?
None.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Gainesville, Pensacola, Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, or none of the above?
Pensacola, probably, because I live there.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 107 Meadowood Drive, 10975 Bryan Court, 238 Deer Run, 84 Hyatt Road, or none of the above?
107 Meadowood Drive.
Okay. And which of the following street addresses in Crestview have you ever lived at or been associated with? 116 Springwood Circle, 323 Hudson Drive, 4868 Lee Land Lane, 904 Marcel Loop, or none of the above?
Oh, man. That was a while ago, so I live at Crestview. Crap. I'd say none, but... the most that would seem like it would be, it might be the 4868 one, but...
Okay. Just a
year. It could be none. That was a while ago. Y'all was bringing it back.
Right. They're going way back for you. And did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that?
It's a Trade Readjustment Act. You would have got that information from your employer.
I don't think so.
Okay. And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
That's not for disaster.
Okay.
I can tell you what happened, though, why I'm filing for it.
Okay, and we'll get to that in the questions later. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, I'm working currently.
Okay. And so let me ask you this question. Since you're working, what weeks are you trying to file for? Because we don't go back and backdate.
Okay, so basically what happened was I filed a claim on 8/2/2021. I'm with the same company that I filed the claim with. Like, I'm working with them. But the reason I'm filing is because they laid us off for, like, 3 weeks without knowing. Like, we just finished our College of Insurance class for the company to get our licensed agent to be, you know, self-health insurance. And so we finished the class and everything. And then they come back and tell us, hey, don't clock in for a few weeks because, you know, basically I think that they did it too soon, or I don't know what their deal was, but they basically let us off for a few weeks. We couldn't clock in, couldn't get paid or anything. Plus we had to wait to clock in. So I had to do all that. And then that's why I filed that claim whenever that happened. Because they advised us to do that as well.
Okay. So that's the claim you filed previous, correct?
Yes.
So you will actually have to reach out to the inquiry line so they can go back and try to fix that information that you put in.
Yeah, I just spoke to the inquiry line. They said I'd have to file a new claim with you guys.
Okay. All right, we'll file the claim. Let's see. What was the next question? Was the work you performed with the same... You say you worked since the last time you filed. So was this work performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, I have not.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And what was your last day of work?
Well, I clocked out on 2/12/2022 because that was,
Okay, so the 12th.
I'm off Sunday and Monday.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh yeah, but it's exhausting. It runs you down. My brain feels like it's split sometimes dealing with a lot of people. I'm not gonna lie.
Right. Do you work for
I'm sure you
yourself?
have that same problem.
Yes, sometimes. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I've owned the business for a bakery, but I've been doing this other stuff, so I've been
Okay.
basically just had to put that stop doing that.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I do not have a real estate license. I have a health insurance license.
And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Not attending school or anything.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh yeah, and it's not like I don't work. I work 40 hours a week and everything. It's just, this has happened because they told us we were not going to clock in for 3 weeks that I got employed. I worked a year before that at restaurants, and then I got this opportunity and switch over to them. And then, I go through the college insurance class, for 3 weeks, and then after that, they basically laid everybody off and told them they couldn't clock in for a few weeks until they had the upcoming classes ready for us.
Okay. And then, and these are just questions that standard questions. So this is, and have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I have not.
Do you get work through a union?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
And what was your, you said, your, what's your job title?
It switches up. That's funny. Right now I'm actually a customer service representative for HR Block, online system. But before that, with the claim and everything, I was actually becoming a licensed insurance agent to sell health insurance. So that'd probably be more relevant to the case with the UHC, UnitedHealthcare.
Okay.
So telesales, I would say, I guess.
And what was the name of the company?
It's C3 Contact Channels. Yeah, that's what messed me up the last time because I thought it was Everise because that's the company's actual name, but it's actually C3 Customer Contact Channels, Inc.
Okay, and I see it. And do you have their phone number?
Phone number. Let's look. I'm gonna look this up. I don't have it completely, but I'm gonna look it up and find it out.
Okay.
It's a Texas one, yeah. I think. Yeah, I'm gonna look it up.
I love how it says that. Hold on. There.
Okay, I found another number. Yeah, okay. It is 208-732-3706.
Okay, and what was your start date with this company?
I started July 6th of 2021.
Okay, and what city were you working in?
Yeah. Oh, Daphne. Daphne, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
I do have some COVID hours on there they gave me and a little bit of paid time off days. Does that count?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well then, no.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you say
my case is really simple, honestly. Right. I'm just trying to get paid for those couple of weeks that they didn't pay me. I'm not one of those people that don't want to work or anything.
I understand that. And you say you were laid off, correct?
Yeah, we were just, we were basically put on a holding period. We couldn't clock in and make any money, so we were not able to clock in at all.
Okay.
So basically laid off for a few weeks.
And do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
I mean, not really, but is that like a requirement?
If you do have it taken out, you won't have to worry about it next year during income tax time. But if you don't, you'll have to pay those taxes back.
Okay. Talk about taxes. That's what I'm dealing with now. Helping people with diving through their tax website. Okay. Okay.
So is that a yes or a no?
Well, I'll just do it. Yeah, we can just do it later. Do it. No. I'll just do it with my taxes. Whatever.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper so you can take down your PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
And just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 3190.
3190.
Yes, that's your 4-digit PIN you would use if you choose to call in to do your weekly claim.
Okay.
And I have some important information to read to you. It contains websites and phone numbers you may want to write down. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and you have a forward slash, and you have V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, and T as in Tom. And you will go there to update your online resume because failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits, and you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, and you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. And if you choose to file via the internet, that web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. And you make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read that information carefully because failure to do so may result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions, you can call 1-800-361-4524. And Ms. Brittany, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay. I mean, does that all apply here? Because, I mean, this is just for an older date I'm trying to get. I mean, it's not like I'm working. It's not like I'm not. It's just, you know, it's for those few weeks that they laid it off for. Like, that was last year, 8/2/2021, when I put in this claim. So, I mean, it's not like I need a job or anything. I'm working.
Okay. Let me go
there. But I mean, I appreciate all the extra help and everything. But
right, I
understand. I mean, if I need a job, I'll go get a job. I'm not the people that's not trying to work, you know.
Yes, I understand. is there anything else I can help you with?
That was it, really.
All right. And I would like to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You as well, ma'am. Thank you
all right,
so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Was there any...